Hi, everyone. Welcome to our daily devotionals. We're currently in a series from the book of Philippians, and today we'll be looking at Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 to 18. Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 to 18. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Amen. So in our passage today, we come to see that Paul is writing this letter to the church in Philippi in prison. It's very clear from this passage alone that he is in prison right now, at that time. And what does Paul say has happened as a result of his imprisonment? Well, in verses 12 to 14, Paul tells us that the gospel has advanced during Paul's time in prison. It seems like everyone, the whole imperial guard and others in this prison, understand that Paul is in prison not for being a criminal, but for Jesus Christ. And this is on its own a testimony to Jesus Christ. But more than just standing as an example of someone who is willing to sacrifice and suffer for Jesus, Paul is also very active in sharing the gospel, even in prison. You know, Paul, even in his imprisonment, was put in contact with non-Christians, in particular, prison guards, people who might not ever hear the gospel otherwise. And what's interesting about these prison guards is that they would rotate every 4 to 6 hours. So it gave Paul a lot of time with them, and not just one or two people, but several different people. And if you look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 22, later on in the book, it seems likely that some of these guards from the imperial guard in Caesar's household were Christians, because he says that those of the household of Caesar greet you as well. And so it's likely that some of these guards have become Christians throughout his ministry and his faithful witnessing. And so it's through Paul's faithful witness in his imprisonment that many other believers were emboldened to share the gospel as well. It wasn't just that he was doing it on his own, but as he was doing it, other believers were being encouraged and strengthened by Paul's courage and strength to share the gospel. What's interesting, though, is that in verses 15 to 18, Paul shares that there were some other difficult circumstances that he was facing. He wasn't only facing the difficult circumstance of imprisonment, but he was also facing the difficult circumstance of people preaching Christ, preaching the gospel with different intentions. He says that there were people who were preaching the gospel, fellow Christians, possibly Christian leaders and pastors, you know, they were preaching a generally sound gospel, but they, for some reason, had an intent on afflicting Paul. We don't know who exactly these people are, but we can see that they're preaching the gospel with selfish ambition. Perhaps we can guess that they were doing so out of a sense of rivalry, like, you know, growing bigger or better churches than Paul, or perhaps bringing more people to Jesus than Paul, as if doing so would make Paul envious or jealous. You know, a lot of times when we experience antagonism and opposition, you know, I think a lot of times if we were, especially in Paul's shoes, many of us would probably react in a negative way. We would react, and, you know, having been offended or annoyed by their antagonistic tone, we would want to defend ourselves. We'd want to protect our integrity. We'd want to protect our reputation. But what's interesting is that Paul's aim was to defend the gospel. And if the gospel of Christ is preached, regardless of the intent, if Christ is proclaimed, then he will rejoice. Paul had this radical joy in Christ, and his main mission was to proclaim Christ and Christ crucified. And if that's happening, even at the expense of his own life, his own reputation, so let it be. And he says, I will rejoice. Today, as we reflect on our passage from verses 12 to 18, there's this deep desire for Paul to proclaim Christ, and his deep desire for the church, even people who are doing so with ill intentions, to proclaim Christ. And I don't think this is license for us to do what these other believers were doing, to preach Christ with selfish ambition or envy and rivalry. That's not what Paul is saying here. He's not saying, like, that's okay to do it that way. But he's saying, if that happens, then I will still rejoice because Christ is being proclaimed. Today, I want to invite us to just reflect on Paul's heart, his heart for the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to be made known in more and more cities and more vicinities, even in prison. And he knew that even in his imprisonment, God had given him an opportunity to proclaim Christ. As you think about your own context, whether it's your campus or your dorm, classroom, group project, or perhaps it's your colleagues, it's a team that you work closely with, perhaps it's family members who have yet to know Christ, friends as well, perhaps your immediate neighbors in your area who have yet to know Jesus. What would it look like for us to take on the mission and the heart of Paul to proclaim Christ and Christ crucified? And what would it look like for us to do that, not from envy and rivalry, not with selfish ambition, not trying to compete with one another and show mankind which Christian is better or which church is better? What would it look like for us to do it with sincerity of heart, unity in the Spirit, a united mission and desire to see more and more people come to know Jesus and be a part of our family in Christ? What would it look like for us to do that? Who are the people in your life who come to mind right now who have yet to know Jesus? Perhaps those are the people that the Holy Spirit wants to nudge you to take a step of courage and boldness and faith to speak the word without fear. As we look at Paul's witnessing, as we see how he is witnessing Christ and proclaiming Christ even in prison, what would it look like for us to be like the other believers who saw his courage? It says in verse 14, most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. You know, over the past 2 weeks, as Easter had been approaching, we've been dedicating those past 2 weeks really to evangelize and to spread the word about our Easter services. And we've been focusing on that. And I feel like there's a tendency for us to just kind of take a step back now, to take a step back and feel like, oh, like Easter passed, now we can take a break from witnessing Christ and evangelizing and sharing about the gospel, proclaiming Christ. But no, Christ continues to call us to follow him, to proclaim Christ, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. So let's pray for this confidence in the Lord. Let's pray for boldness in the Spirit to speak the word without fear, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ with joy. with joy. Remember, the book of Philippians is all, not all, but it's has a big theme on joy. And so let's rejoice as we proclaim Christ. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the example of Paul. We thank you, Lord, that he had this steady mission in his mind and in his heart and soul to proclaim Christ, to proclaim the gospel, to preach Jesus Christ. Even in his imprisonment, Lord, we see, Lord, his steadfastness to the gospel of Christ. And I pray, Lord, whatever circumstance we find ourselves in, Lord, whether it's good circumstances or tough circumstances, Lord, I pray that you would open our eyes to see the urgent need for the gospel to be proclaimed, for Christ and Christ crucified to be proclaimed. So, Lord, I pray, God, that you would give us increased confidence in the Lord. You would give us increased boldness in the Spirit to speak the word without fear. And in this, as we proclaim Christ, Lord, we rejoice because we remember, Lord, that our names have been written in the book of life, not because of our own doing, but because of the work of Christ on the cross. We thank you, Lord. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thanks, everyone, for joining us in our daily devotionals. Let's continue to grow in confidence and boldness in the Lord as we seek to proclaim Christ with joy. Have a great day, everyone.